My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Kevin Stefanski, when it comes to the offensive line, he was asked in his press conference about the health of Jack Conklin. Here's what he had to say.
A guy who's worked extremely hard all offseason, continues to work hard. We'll see over the next, you know, I'm really focused on today and where he is, but I can tell you he's doing everything and more to get ready to play.
That's Kevin Stefanski on Jack Conklin. He's almost the forgotten guy in all this. I'm waiting for Jed Wills to come back. I don't know what Jack Conklin, I thought Jack Conklin was just going to retire.
I thought so too.
he's got plenty of millions of reasons for why he would play this year, but I had a lot of feelings that he would just retire last year. But we'll figure out what Jack Conklin's going to do. However, there was a question. This is number 13 from the afternoon drive here on, where yesterday he was on with afternoon drive, because you mentioned this. You had a question about the offense and the concern with the offense and putting them together. What was that thing you just said right before the break?
Well, you still have four of your five guys potentially that could be going out there in terms of starters. I don't know. I haven't checked in on every other starting group, but as Burrow had his five, has, you know, all the other, you know, C.J. Stroud, as he had his five, Patrick Mahomes has been out there twice. Has he had all five in both games? You know, I haven't monitored like I'm monitoring us. So just to sit there and not know what our left tackle situation is, like it's the end of the world. Yeah, I feel like you could call some plays around it. But my bigger question ended up being, as we talked through it, is there a chance Stefanski just doesn't think they've grasped that offense even this far into camp enough to trust it without a left tackle?
Well,
is that part of it?
This is a question that was basically asked on Afternoon Drive yesterday to Kevin Stefanski. Here was his answer.
We think about when it comes to scheme, year to year you're changing. I mean, even you could talk to Coach Schwartz. I mean, we're not going to play the same exact defense that we played last year. We're always changing. So with any year, you're trying to ramp up and play your best football into December and January, as everybody knows. Now, having said that, we have high expectations for our entire team, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. So I like where we're working. Like I've told this team, there's, I think, 19 days till week one. We've work to do on all three sides of the ball, and that's the beauty of 19 days where you can make every single day count.
Was that an acceptable answer for you?
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
Does that give you any pause?
I understand they're working through. Obviously, he's not going to give us a window into truly how they feel, how confident they are, right? I mean, there are teams, sometimes they surprise their coaches. Sometimes you've heard coaches say, oh, I didn't know about this team. And then they end up, like college football, they end up winning the national championship. It's happened before where Urban Meyer wasn't sure about his team in 2014 before the year started. And then they end up winning it all. You know, so you never truly know.
No.
It doesn't necessarily matter what their confidence level is, but you'd like to know. You'd like to hear it because it's a new system. You have Ken Dorsey coming over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stefanski's still calling the plays, but he comes over. You're overhauling the offense. You're trying to find an offense that has your embattled starting quarterback, your inconsistent starting quarterback who's coming off, you know, big-time surgery last year that cut his season short. You're trying to get the most out of them. You're trying to do things that you weren't able to do the last few years. So we're all sitting there wondering, what does it look like? And now we're being teased with, well, you might not find out till the opener.
He's not going to let us know until the opener there. The only thing that we have to do is speculate. And the only thing we've seen, and this is why I think a lot of the people want to see Deshaun Watson play so bad, is they just want to see him within the offense so they can feel better about the season. Now, I think that is a valid reason. I've kind of poo-pooed it for a while. But the offense has been so scattershot, and I think I'm being nice about that. The offense has been so scattershot in the preseason from what fans have been able to see, which is very little. The offense has been so up and down, not really even up, been so down that I think that they want to see their franchise quarterback with this Dorsey system, with Kevin Stefanski calling the plays. I think they want to see him go down the field on Saturday night, score, get him off the field so they have something to go on. They feel good about their team. The team's a good team. But the team without a quarterback is just going to be a team that's watching the playoffs. So they want this offense to work with their quarterback. They want it to work for their quarterback. Because, guys, we're running out of excuses. You can say whatever you want. And we've tried to do it for 2.5 years here. You're going to have to figure it out at some point. And this is the year you got to figure it out. They were able to do it last year. And the thing that will concern me moving forward is Ken Dorsey the right system of offense? Is Kevin Stefanski the wrong play caller? Is it vice versa? Is Ken Dorsey's system of offense, was this a reach that just Deshaun Watson isn't capable of? I mean, these are questions that come off the top of your head that you don't know the answer to. You can only sit there and question. So when I say it, it sounds ugly. It sounds nasty. It sounds like I'm accusing them of not having their stuff together. I think they have their stuff together as best they can. We just don't know it. They've been hidden in West Virginia. They've been hidden away because
hidden
of the construction.
Right.
You haven't been able to see anything. They had joint practices that fans couldn't come to. They've been hidden. And your starters are not playing in the first two preseason games. And if the starters are out there, hey, it'll be great to see some of those other guys playing. But if Deshaun Watson's not out there with them, there's going to be a lot of questions for 2 weeks until we get to that Sunday afternoon against the Dallas Cowboys. That's what it is. They're curious. They want to see it. We've heard nothing about it.
It's just a total unknown.
Yes. We've heard everything about this offense for the last how many months, Anthony? We've seen none of it. We've had reports from Daryl.
More RPOs, right?
Yeah. More RPOs, which, I don't know, according to Mike Lombardi, the RPOs, well, it's not even according to him. He mentioned it. According to the stats, the RPO is dying in the NFL.
But not in Cleveland. And you know,
yes.
Not under center.
Yes.
We're going to see less and less of Deshaun Watson under center.
So you have so many questions about that offense, and I hate to say it because every time you say it, it comes off negative because you just don't know off the top of your head. 216-474-0092. Frank and Garfield. Frank, you're first up on the Fan.
Oh, my God. That was quick. Morning, guys.
Morning, Frank.
Hey, so I'm not too worried. The preseason is preseason, especially week three. But what happens if Deshaun Watson goes out Saturday and plays like garbage? You know, missed throws, looks uncomfortable in the system, especially with the janky left tackle situation. How do you think it'll affect fans?
What do you think I'm going to say? What do you think I would say on Monday morning?
It doesn't matter. I know, like, we could just be, you know, getting the wrinkles out of the system, seeing what players are still uncomfortable with, what they're comfortable with. It doesn't really matter how they look. I'm just saying that you might get an excess of calls at Sunday morning if Deshaun goes out.
Well, Frank, yes, there will be panic because that's the first time they've seen him. I'll sit here. I'll be honest. I'll say, all right, didn't look good. They got a lot to work on before the season starts, and you know, hopefully, he got some of it out of his system. That will be my glass half full approach.
I don't know. This fan base can just get so over. Just take one little thing and make it a huge thing. I'm just worried about what the consensus will be if he goes out there and just doesn't look as smooth as we're all hoping he is.
If he plays poorly, Frank, you know what I'm going to say. I'll say that he's got to knock off the rust. You know that a lot of people are going to freak out and say that I'm not right and I'm not thinking clearly and I'm not thinking with common sense. You know how that's going to go. So there's pressure. Yeah. There is pressure on him to play, and there's also pressure on him to play well, Frank, within the system.
Can we look at the other alternative? I mean, how great would it be if he comes out with four of the five on that starting offensive line, has a smooth drive or two? Maybe Jerry Jeudy catches a touchdown pass. I think we'll be chanting Super Bowl Super Browns.
Frank, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we will go around the AFC North. Real quick, there are people, and Twitter Reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Tone, because I want to get back to the Browns thing, and there was a maybe an Easter egg that's thrown in there with Afternoon Drive and their interview with Kevin Stefanski yesterday, and I want people to go back and listen to that, 92.3thefan.com. Also still available on the free Odyssey app with the rewind function. You go right back to it if you want to. And when you get the Odyssey app, it's absolutely free. Favorite the station, 92.3 The Fan, and then look right next to the Listen Live button, there's a microphone. You click on the microphone, you can leave voice memos, messages, whatever you want to say. And basically, what, you got 2 minutes, Mitch? Is that how long you had to do it?
Yes.
If you can get a take in 15 seconds, we'll put it on the air. It's that simple. You can get your point in and out about, because all, I want
under 30. That's where I'd like to set the established point.
Well, Owen said 30, and then I thought the marble mouth of Crawford Conn was like, give him 15. It's like, well, you know, hold on here. They got to get used to it at first. So if you can get it in 30 seconds, we'll put it on the air.
If you normally call in and go, oh, great, guys, thanks for having me. Oh, it's so great to be that. We don't need any of that. Give us the point of the take.
And it's always a great place to work your takes over, to practice them, to hone them, and to make sure that you just don't get the sweet chin music. It's that simple. Real quick, by the way, we are getting criticized for yesterday. I brought up how you had brought up how I take every game very seriously about the Guardians. You have been very laissez-faire, and we've done basically a complete flip-flop on all this. I can see your point because I'm exhausted this morning watching the 12 innings, seeing it all go down, and then going, okay, but now we got another one at 7 o'clock tonight. Now we're three games ahead, but we got how many more games we have left to go? Like, it seems I just want the season to end right now and us win the Central.
Both teams burned through all their pitchers.
Yes, yes. So it's interesting to keep your proper perspective, and I think that's more of the Francona way, which was very successful, by the way. And I'm more like Steven Vogt, like every game's got to be a postseason game. And I don't know, when those guys win that game in 12 innings last night in New York, I don't know how you come down from that. Unless you're subscribing to what Jake the Snake Roberts was telling you in the Dark Side of the Ring. Then
they knew how critical it was to jump out to a start in this series. Now they got down again.
Yeah.
It's every game.
Yes.
They are losing by the end of the first inning, it seems like. So they had some work to do. But once they were able to even things up and then going the distance, I like our chances, our bullpen versus anybody else's.
It is if you take it seriously every day, it can be an exhausting enterprise. And today, I am feeling it. More Gardo's coming up at 7:45 with Fix My Life with a twist. There is an Easter egg here in the conversation. I asked you about Jack Conklin last segment. I'm going to get to these calls here in a minute as well. I want you guys to listen to this. This is almost 2 minutes long, but this is good audio here. Yesterday afternoon drive, they're talking to Kevin Stefanski right after practice. Listen to this exchange.
Jack Conklin, potentially going to play on the left side?
This week.
This what? Week?
He's not off of PUP yet. So
okay, this week one?
We're taking it. I'm a blinders-on guy day to day. When it comes to injuries, it just doesn't – I don't really think too far ahead of where we are right now. I would tell you with Jack, he's a guy that's in here every day working his butt off. I mean, he's doing everything he can to try to get back, and that goes for a lot of our guys. But we'll see when it comes. If it's tomorrow, that's great. If it's a week from that, whatever it is, I don't know.
So in terms of him making that transition, he's played it before. It's been a long time. How tough is that?
Playing left, you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, I think different guys would probably have different answers for you. I've been around. I mean, think of Joel. Joel's played left tackle for us in games, going back to a couple years. Jed was a right tackle in college, went over to the left side. So
I think it depends on the guy. Some guys find it really easy to shift in from tackle to guard. Some guys think it's a completely new world, even though it's about 38 inches.
So how do you balance, not to cut you off, but I mean balancing, hey, this is a strength, right? Tackle's a strength. And you don't want to make that a weakness. So, like, you have to sort of balance, like, hey, if we put this guy over there, well, do we make it a weakness on the right side? Like, where does that lie?
Yeah, I think with any position, as you guys can imagine, you look at all of it. You look at the whole thing in totality, and you say, what's best for us when it comes to the 2024 season, a 17-game season, and if you earn some more games, it gets longer. So, for us, we'll look at every option we have when it comes to the tackle situation, but I like where we are. I like the guys that we have. I like how we're working hard to get guys back.
So my first thought is, how hurt is Jed Wills then?
Yeah.
But then he goes, well, he's on the PE, and he's being very coy.
Yeah.
But because he's coy, my mind is running wild. So I'm going, is Jed Wills, is he nowhere near coming back? Where are we at with this guy?
I told you, people are asking me, what specifically did he have done that he is still out?
I mean, we're making a big deal about Chubb coming back and at what point he's going to come back. I didn't realize Jed Wills was that injured. I'm not taking a shot at Jed Wills. I had no idea. I had no idea because I was kicking around the idea again of when guys are in T-shirts and shorts at OTAs where he could maybe, all right, let's see him over at right tackle. Let's see what DeJuan Jones could do at left tackle. Because at the time, Tone, I was just thinking that maybe I was just thinking Jack Conklin might call it a career. I didn't know what type of player he was going to be coming back. And he looks good. He always looks in good shape. And he played left tackle in college. I think he played a significant time at left tackle in college at Michigan State. But as you know, they had said in that interview, it had been a while. Would you kick around Jack Conklin at left tackle?
Well, but hold on. Back to Wills real quick. I mean, this was arthroscopic knee surgery, right?
Yeah.
Last year. And he's not practicing yet. I mean, that's not common. So...
do we have to get Dr. Dan Zanotti?
I mean, we might need to.
Well, I've got the release from December 12th of 2023 that said they performed the arthroscopic knee surgery and that it was considered a success.
Success!
Was it a success?
And on December 12th of 2023.
Yeah, of course. That's crazy. That is not standard.
By the way, the doctor could have fixed his knee and then said, I've done my job. Now it's on you. That's perfectly fine for successful surgery.
Well, there is what they call rehab.
He will remiss the remainder of the 2023 season, and a full recovery is expected for the start of the 2024 season. You got 2 weeks.
We're at the start of the 2024 season.
Yeah. Hey, maybe he's doing a wily veteran move and like, I'm a game player. I play once the season starts. You know that's not how guys like Joe Thomas would do it. Joel Bitonio would do it. I mean, we've been dealing with some of the best.
That is not wily.
I'm just saying, you've seen guys over the years pull that move.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, if we're not talking his situation, he's looking for a contract.
And so his answer to look for a contract is to, well, now we're putting ideas in our heads that might not even be true.
Well, I don't even know that we can just move past that.
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, that's. Is this his way of holding in?
Man.
Hit that again.
Reckless
Please. Speculation.
Doing the Peter Griffin, just going,
We've been sitting over here worried about Amari Cooper and his feelings, and here the whole time it's been right underneath our noses.
Reckless speculation.
I don't know what to do with an injury like that. If we're kicking around Jack Conklin being over at left tackle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in then get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know different timetables, but like you see Nick Chubb out there working his butt off to get back on the field.
Oh, God. You can't compare anybody to Nick Chubb.
I know.
Don't do it. You're going to get, I mean, people are going to call this guy every name in the book if you
and
start
I know his
comparing
injury,
him to Nick Chubb.
His injury was in September. What Will's was in December.
November was the injury.
Okay, November.
The surgery was in December.
But one was, I mean, a career-altering injury. The other is arthroscopic knee surgery. How many offensive linemen get that all the time?
You see NBA players.
NBA. It's...
In season.
I've seen guys get scoped during bye week and come back. 216-474-0092. That's all. I don't know the severity
reckless
of it.
Reckless speculation.
No, that I've seen. That is not reckless. I've seen players get scoped and come right back.
Let's be honest. It leads you to think one of two things. Either it was not a successful surgery and they just haven't been open about it, or two, the rehab did not go well and has not gone well.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones.
As far as Conklin, I'll just say this. Man, he's got like a $19 million cap hit next year. Is that the most expensive swing tackle in NFL history?
Oh, yeah. That's next year?
Next year, yeah. Then he can get out of it free and clear after that.
We got to win this year. We have to win this year. Jim and Perry, make me feel better. Hello.
Well, this is not the call to make you feel better. This team is garbage.
Oh, come on.
Oh, they're not garbage.
Get your head out of your ass, Jim. Come on.
Ken.
What?
Beginning of the week or last week, Deshaun Watson's going to play. Now he's not going to play. Is this guy like the next coming
No. New information. He said that last week when you had healthy linemen.
Healthy?
Huh?
This is. We already know how this is all going to go. Mark my words, today, August 21st, we're not making the playoffs.
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim, it takes such guts to say the Browns aren't going to make the playoffs since 1999. Boy, you really hung them out there over the fence, didn't you?
Well, you know what? Guess what?
What?
You got guys that don't want to play for this team. Jed Will.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Offense. Have you seen Jed Will's body language since Baker left? It has been trash.
Oh, for the love of God.
He's wearing baggy sweaters the whole time.
He is so tone deaf to what's going on around here.
It goes back to the sleeves. I've been telling you guys for years, and none of you want to listen to me. You guys all call me stupid. And the visor. Jim?
It's done. Deshaun Watson, done.
Come on.
Nobody will ask him a tough question. We had to listen to an interview about his tattoos.
When was that?
Where was that? I want to hear that.
Anymore.
When was that?
That was last Thursday. Look it up. Okay. It's disgusting.
But wait, what did you think of it?
Whoa, tattoos aren't disgusting.
What did you think of the tattoo stories?
What's wrong with tattoos?
How about we ask him questions on why he hasn't performed?
Wait a second.
He's coming back for easy.
We have Machine Gun Kelly recently talking about just that.
Yeah.
His new tattoo situation, which I don't think he took very lightly.
Jim.
And I don't think Deshaun Watson's taken his very lightly.
You're in a bad place, man. It is August 21st. You got to recenter yourself mentally here, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. Emotionally, spiritually, light a candle. Do what you got to do. We're talking about Deshaun Watson's tattoos and how you're upset with that. You're putting some really bad ideas in people's heads about Jed Wills, which you're talking about body language and all that stuff. We're in a bad place, Jim. Peter in Perrysburg. Peter,
how many
hello.
Games did we win last year?
We won 11. We were 11-6 in a playoff team.
Tony.
Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, that last caller needs to learn about box breathing. Needs to, like Ken said, he needs to recenter himself. I've already put myself into the mental place of, win or lose, I'm not going to let these guys ruin my Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. But anyway,
transcendental meditation, Peter.
It's more like tequila and records, and I mute the TV, but sure, whatever you call it.
Go ahead, but Peter. What are you going
to
say?
I don't want Deshaun Watson to play. Why? He doesn't need to. Like, what's he going to do? Forget how fast regular season games are compared to, like, practice? He knows how much faster it is. He doesn't need to play.
Yeah, but Peter, when I get calls like we just took from Jim, I want him to play because I want the chance for him to play well, so I feel better about that. Because guys like Jim have been calling up to this show and this station for 13 years, and more often than not, those guys have been right. So I don't want them to be right. Now I'm taking it personally.
Jim sounds like a bum. Who cares?
Now that's not nice, but maybe.
We'll
look into it.
We want to talk about that. I am so excited to leave you guys voicemails. I would pay anything to screen those for you. Oh, I can't wait.
You'd pay to work for us?
I would pay to screen those for you.
You're in luck, Peter.
Well,
send them over.
You make a joke and
update your LinkedIn.
Who do I need to talk to about this? I would screen those for you guys. Oh, that would be the highlight of my day.
Yeah, use the voicemail. And thank you very much for the call, Peter. The voicemail function, which is on the free Odyssey app.
It's live.
It's right next to the Listen Live button. You click on it. You can do this for Coming in Hot. You can do this for Brown Sunday. You can do this for Saturday. Think about this. You're in your garage. You're listening to Jim and Gerard do the game. I pop in every now and then.
Your car's not running.
The car's not running. Thank you. You're listening to the game.
The door's open.
You get a couple of drinks in you. Maybe you're rolling a cigar, or you're smoking a cigar. Maybe you're rolling something else. And you go, and you just, Deshaun Watson goes out there. He goes 7 of 8, a touchdown, 110 yards. They're looking good. They take him out. You want to let the good times roll? Let the good times roll. Go ahead and let us have it. Go ahead and tell us the very best. Or if things don't go that well, then you can say the other side of it. Nick and Menor. Nick, hello.
I feel like we're back in the Hugh Jackson era.
Did you do this just to get kicked in the face? Did you do this just to get the sweet chin music? Is that what you did this for?
No.
How could you? Wait a minute. Wait, well, turn that down. Wait.
If we don't laugh.
What happened? I want to know what happened.
Why? You're in preseason. Your preseason guys should be performing almost as good as your first string starters.
Should they?
They're performing like a high school team.
Based on what? What have you seen? I haven't seen anything.
Based on what arguments?
You're going to pay these guys millions of dollars to play football. Play football. Get out there.
They technically don't pay them for the preseason
games.
Yeah,
how do they get paid for preseason?
It's like a per diem or something? I'm not sure how it works.
You got to have heart. Remember that.
But the preseason matters. Nick, we know that the preseason matters.
For the morale of the football
heart.
Team,
Nick,
for the morale of the fan base, even though some people think I'm
clip.
Shouting into the wind.
Oh,
and that's
I hate
fine.
This clip. Shut
yes,
up, we're 4-0 listening.
Matters. You got to teach them to win. You got to teach them to get that feeling. Where hopefully, yes, we will become a team where this becomes our hat. But it absolutely means something now. Oh. And I have a great feeling about where this team is headed.
They didn't win a game that year.
No, they didn't win a game that year. You guys accuse us. I had a caller just call in and say we're back to the Hugh Jackson era. You accuse us of this
what
stuff.
What was the record that final year? Before the year before? Oh, yeah. They were 0-16.
They were 0-16. This is not the Hugh Jackson era.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
my life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Boy, we had an awkward moment in the Bronx last night after the thrilling Guardians come from behind victory.
Yes.
They poured it on in the top of the 12th.
It was awesome.
They end up winning. They take the first game. So then we had to hear the press conferences. We had to hear the one-on-ones in the locker room. And I hadn't heard this when I was in bed last night. Didn't know this existed. So this brought a smile to my face because we've all been in a similar situation of mistaken identity. So how can we set this up so to properly allow people in on how spectacularly awkward this truly was yesterday?
Well, Owen, Lane Thomas had a big hit in the 12th inning, which he needed.
He's a new guy to the Guardians.
Yeah, he's a new...
Matt Boyd, he's a new guy to the Guardians.
Are you trying to say white guys look alike? Is that just what you're trying
to
say?
The Guardians.
Just say it. Just say it.
Well, there happened to be a question from somebody, could not have been a Guardians reporter, correct?
Don't believe so.
And it unfolded like this.
What are the emotions like when you get that hit, especially considering how the first couple weeks have gone for you in Cleveland?
Oh, sorry. I'm Matt Boyd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not Lane Thomas. All good, though. No worries. All good. We look alike. He's a good-looking guy.
Matt Boyd, who is the starting pitcher for the Cleveland Guardians.
All right, so
Matt Boyd and Lane Thomas.
Have you had that happen to you, Anthony?
Yes, absolutely. I've had it happen. I've seen it happen. I've seen it in locker rooms, and obviously in real life, you know, we've seen this go down. And so I want you to
look alike at all.
Evaluate, not at all.
No, except they're both white guys. That's it.
They're wearing ball caps, most likely, right? Is he wearing a ball cap there?
No, they're probably in the locker room. They're probably not wearing
their
hats at all.
They've hit the showers, Anthony.
Matt Boyd has dark hair. Matt Boyd also calls himself a good-looking guy. I would agree, but it's interesting that he would call himself a good-looking guy. Ego taking over.
I'm watching the video here, and
he knows his worth.
Boyd is wearing a cap. He is wearing a cap.
Okay, in the video, he's wearing a hat. Now, is Lane Thomas wearing a hat? Now you get Now I've sent you on a wild goose chase. Anyway, what do you do when someone? Because that was a very nice, quick way to say, I'm sorry, I'm Matt Boyd. That's not...
He could have made this extremely awkward.
He should have made it extremely awkward. It would have been better for us.
Now, had it been after a loss?
Oh.
Had it been after maybe a playoff loss?
Good point, yeah.
I don't think he would have been nearly as happy.
Good point.
But he played it off like a total pro. And when this happens, when you've been mistaken, when someone comes to you, I've had so many people, Kenny, go the opposite route, take the opposite tact. When I've confused who they are, it's incredibly embarrassing, obviously, for me, because they had an expectation that I would know who they are. And then when I didn't, they don't play it off the same way.
Yeah.
And they want you to almost wallow in it.
There are people, this happens with me and Cookie Pie every now and then. This has happened more than once. I will be somewhere with Cookie Pie.
You've confused Cookie Pie with someone who's good at his job?
Reckless speculation.
Yeah, it's reckless that he's good at his job. Anyway.
I see those standings every day.
We're both putting the
standings
gosh.
Are printed out on the screens.
He is the Nebraska of football, of salespeople.
You got to go to the second page.
You were
page.
Great in the 90s, man. You were great in the 90s, and all we keep talking about is how you're going to be on the way back. We keep finding new ways to bring you back. Anyway. Now that we've got the safeties back on, we can get back to the nature at hand. Hilbert and I have been out places, and Hilbert, you know, I'm basically all Irish and all English. There's no split. Hilbert is, I believe, part Lebanese, and he has been, I just said his last name, Cookie Pie has been confused that we've been confused for brothers. There has been a time, Cookie Pie has told this story, he was out, I think, at one of the places right here in Gateway, and he was drinking. And this was like, I think before a Guardians game, and somebody thought he was me. And he kept saying he wasn't me. And finally the guy, he said the word, but he's like, okay, man, you don't need to be a Richard about it. All right. I was just wanting to say hi to you. And the guy thought it was me, and Cookie Pie just let it happen. So there's some guy out there who thinks he met me. He didn't meet me. He actually met Cookie Pie, and he thinks that I'm a complete jerk about it. That one I wanted to kick Cookie Pie up for. Either way, what do you do when someone messes up your name? Do you immediately tell them? Do you let them do it? Because there's been times if someone messes up my name, I just let it go.
I do too.
I let it go.
It's the path of least resistance.
Yes.
And I think it's the way to go.
But you end up being the jerk if you just let them do it. If you just let them do it for a long time, like if I just kept calling you Ricky, Ricky Lima, I don't know why that name came to my head. If I just kept calling you Ricky Lima and you didn't correct me after a while, like why didn't you just tell me your name?
I just feel like there's a way to smooth things over as to not make somebody feel stupid because they didn't remember. Like, we all are in a different orbit every day of our lives. We have different things going on in our lives. We're introduced to people, especially when I was single. I was getting introduced, I mean, every night I was out and about. So it was shaking somebody's hand. What's your name? Immediately as that is coming out of their mouth, I am immediately forgetting their name.
You're going to run into it as young Mason gets older.
Right.
The big mistake is going to be they're going to call you Mason. I get called Wyatt a lot.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Because they just associate my son, and they know I'm his dad, and they go, hey, why, what's, I'm like, actually, it's Owen. I always correct it.
Well, what I'd like to know is the mnemonic device that people go to, because that's the way that you remember people's names.
There have been people who can't believe I remember their names. I tap my head in different places, and I go, that's Ray. There's a guy named Ray who plays the Keno.
Wait, so he's back right?
Yeah, there's a guy named Ray who plays the Keno. Right. At Sammy's, and he plays the Keno over there at the beer store, and I met him before, and then I met him at the gas station, and he's a truck driver, and I know that his name's Ray. I know his last name. I'm not going to say his last name. He's a good guy, and I tap the back left corner of my head so I understand where he's at. I understand where he, and then I try to remember the place where I met them, everything about it. It's hard sometimes. I feel terrible sometimes when I don't remember.
Works for
you. And then, honestly, there's been people, they go, and they changed their facial hair. Like, one guy had this great big beard the first time I met him. He shaved his face. He comes up to me, and he talks to me like we've known each other for years. I had zero clue. Zero clue. And then somebody else called him by his name and went, oh, my God, he shaved his face. It happened yesterday with us in the downstairs in the convenience store. The one guy I'd always seen with sunglasses in the parking lot, and he wasn't wearing the sunglasses.
But he wasn't in the parking lot either. And those two things,
bingo,
that
bingo.
Dissonance makes it really hard.
Yes. What do you do?
I think we've learned to just correct it right away. When someone gets your name wrong, correct it right away. No better example than Lawrence Timmons.
Do you say,
what
I'm sorry?
What's up, Scotty? What's up, my man? Scotty, you there?
Damn. Darn.
Hey, this is Lawrence. Got Lawrence here.
Just let him know.
I never realized he corrects himself from saying Dan to darn. Darn.
Darn it.
Doggone it to heck, Andy Baskin.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.